Next week is going to be Hanukkah. So the minhag of Bnei Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael is they light outside in a box. In the box, there's a glass usually there. A lot of boxes have a pasuk of a ner mitzvah or they have a ner to lower kodeshem. You either have a pasuk or they have a din. So that glass, does it have a din kedusha? Do you have to, if it breaks, it happens a lot of times, especially by yeshiva, it breaks. Do you have to put it in shemus or not? So Rabbi Zilberstein has a tshuva and gives it a kodesh. He said tzarchian. He says, well, what should a person do? When it breaks, he said, wrap it up and bury it yourself. Put it in Geniza, you can't, because the guy who's always in Geniza, he cut himself on the glass. Practically, you shouldn't put it there. He says, in Echama, you have to bury it, wrap it up and bury it. So to go through other nyonim, negate to cover the svarim, or negate this Indian of how much respect, or how much cover you have to give to the svarim. So the different things, there's a sefer Torah, there's a safe, and then there's svarim, some svarim, and then there's mitzvahs. A sefer Torah, if you have to lamashal stand up for a sefer Torah, so the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lama Gemara obeys, the Gemara says, "V'pneilam deha imdim." In front of Talmidei Chacham, you have to stand. V'pneil kolshkein, in front of a sefer Torah, certainly you have to understand, you have to stand up for it. That what? That by Talmidei Chacham, the chiv deraisa to stand up v'pnei sefer Torahim. The other kavachoyim, which kavachoyim is in deraisa, certainly you have to stand up for a Torah. And that's how the Mishpat Zahav and Simon Kufn and Gimel Paskins that the Chiv covered to a Sefer Torah is in the Raiso. Just like the Chiv to stand up for a Torah, the Chiv covered to a Sefer Torah is also in the Raiso. The Moshe and Tshuva and Arachayim Chalakei, the Chiv covered to a Torah is the Raiso. So the Lalocha is Lav Dafka, Dafka standing up, but anything you have to do for Rebbe, Lamashu by Rebbe, you can't turn your back to him or walk away. Or you can spit in front of him, you can megali erev in front of him, you have to sit in front of him with covered rosh, pachad yiro. They have a pasuk in your day and simon resh pei beis, the mechaba pasuk, the same thing. A person who walks away from the same Torah, he can't put his back towards to it. Why is he going? Kosh came from a rabbi. You can't spit in front of it, kosh came from a rabbi. You have to be noig, covered yiro, pachad, kosh came from a rabbi. Whatever getter a rabbi has, kosh came, the same Torah, the same getter, you have to noig with it covered. The Moshe also Rebbe, when he's, let's say, passed by, when do you sit down by a Rebbe? The Lach is, till he either goes to his place, Megim and Kaimai, or until you don't see him anymore, then you can sit down. Or is Rishus Acheres? Sefer Torah is the same halacha. Once it left you Rishus, or once you don't see him anymore, or once you reach his Makom and Echlami, then you can sit down. So if so, when the Aron Kodesh, you open up, and you, let's say you're in a Malkenu, or times you don't take out the Sefer Torah, do you have to stand up for the Sefer Torah? The Mice, it is in its Makom, and by Rebbe, you don't have to stand up. Says the Taz in your day, Rish Membez, Lalochi Mekaratit, you do not have to stand up for Aron Kodesh. Aron Kodesh opens up. It's like a Rebbe. It's in its place, and you don't stand up. We do. Why? Says the Taz, I've covered. We're not even covered, but Mekaratit, you don't have to. That's how Paskins also with Tzitzli Azach Helik Tazvav, in the Igrish Mosh and Rechaim Chalakei, and the Shaat Tzim, Mishnah Buhus, and Kufn Mevav, Paskins, and Mekaratit, you do not have to stand up for the Aron Kodesh. Why? Because it is in its place. Says the Shaat Tzim, also diamond to this. When you say, let's say you're saying Neshamas, and the stomach's holding the Sefer Torah by the Bima, that is his place, you can sit down. Or Birchat HaChodesh, the minhag gets to stand, maybe saying out Birchat HaChodesh, but else, the din of the Sefer Torah, you're holding it in your arms, that is his place, and Mirka Din, so the Shayat Sin, you can sit down, out to cover the Sefer Torah. We're not covered. There's Aruch HaShulchan, in Rish Pei Beis in Yodaya, that says, that once we're not covered, for you to sit down as a Zion, and therefore now we have a chiv to stand up when the Aron Kodesh is open. However, he ends up, however, when a person is weak, everyone knows it's hard to, when you're fasting kibbutz by ne'ilah, it's open up, and people do sit, there, about it, you're not sitting down, it's not a bazaar, because the people know you're sitting down, because you don't have the energy, and therefore make a din, you're allowed to sit down. Another inu we learn out from the Sefer Torah, is besides, from a rabbi, besides inu of a rabbi, how you have to know you covered him, is that the issa to mevaza a rabbi, issa bazaar to a rabbi, therefore to a Sefer Torah, is the issa deraisa of Pim Godim, to mevaza a Sefer Torah, passing your day, simu reish bebeid, you can't throw a Sefer Torah, you can't turn it upside down, you can put it on the ground, you can't put it on the beam or ksuvim atop of a Torah, or while all else didn't of bazaar. Third halacha to Sefer Torah is that a place you cannot read it, you cannot bring it to. L'marshal, you can't bring it to Beit HaKisei, Beit HaMerchat, of bazaar, because you can't read it there, or you cannot bring it to Beit HaKfar, it's like the Rosh. Therefore, even a kiss with a kiss, two coverings do not help by Sefer Torah. A place that cannot be read, you can't bring it to. That's all Sefer Torah. Now, all these Gedorim, are they in a Geyer to our Svarim? Stam Sefer. So the first halacha is again giving cover like a rabbi. You have to give cover to a sefer Torah. When someone brings you a chumash, you have to stand up for the chumash. Regular chumash, regular gemara in your hand. You have to stand up for it. Stamo and Reish Pebeis, Sebeis. You bring down a machlokes. Says according to the Rambam, the chumash you don't have to stand up. Has no kedusha. And the Yesh Machmirim, the Rashba, holds, he writes in Tshuva, the minig that everyone does, everyone stand up for it. The Beis Yosef writes for Meisen, that's not the minig, never saw anyone ever stand up for a regular Chumash. And the Shach seems to say that's Ikka Halacha, that we don't have to stand up. The Kra Novi Ukai, so we don't stand up for Stam Svarim. We sit. So the Inn of Kavod that we learn from Rebbe does not apply to Stam Svarim. That's our minig. What about the Indian of you cannot bring a sefer to a mock and we can't read it? So again, we do. We bring Svarim into the bathroom. We do put a kiss off the Zion. But we do bring it in. So that halacha does not apply. There is one halacha that does apply from the sefer Torah to Shas Svarim. The Indian of Zion, that just like you cannot bring Mevazah in sefer Torah, you cannot be Mevazah, the same thing, any Svarim. You can't put a sefer on the ground. You couldn't throw a sefer. So the shell is, what is the get of Zion by Svarim? So there are more in Simon Reish Bebez and Sefer Zion. He says his case is you can't take a sefer, put it on your lap, and put your elbows on it and lean on it. The Ramah says to do such a thing, to lean on the sefer, and the sefer is on your lap, that's a bezoyin. So to a bezoyin is certainly also to lean on it, to sit on the sefer, that is a bezoyin, that's also. What about you're doing it tzarech halimud? You can take a sefer, you open it up, and you're going to point to the plate, your finger's on it, and you're leaning on it. Or it's going to fall, and you're leaning on it, so it's going to fall, is that much or not? Chaim Knievsky has a pirish on Masechta Sefer Torah. Masechta Sefer Torah is one of the Masechta Ketanis. He has a pirish by Gimel Mishnah Teres. He says, "Lekuliyam to lean upon it, or Letzayach Halimah to put your finger on the place, or Shulchan that Lekuliyam is mutter." He says, "If you have kavanah for both, sorry for leaning on it because you're lazy, and also put your finger upon the place, Letzayach Halimah is a Tzarechim if it's for both." So again, for Letzayach Halimah, that's certainly mutter. For Bezoyin, that's certainly also. What about if it's a Derech Halimud? People, when they have a Sefer, when they learn, the arm is on it. That's a Derech. People do that. They put things on the Gemara. Things that is a Derech. Again, the Tzarech is Motor, and Bezoyin is also. What about something the Derech Halimud? Is that Motor also? Meruchas Rabbeinu Chelegimel. It's wrote down in the Maisa, the B'chaim Knievsky saw a Chazanish, the Sefer Chazanish on top of the Gemara. So he took off the Chazanish and put the Gemara on top. He did it in front of the Chazanish. Chazanish says that the Klai Yisrael, people are machbid on things they don't have to be machbid on, and they're not machbid on things that they have to be machbid on. He said, Avada Chazanish, you can put on top of the Gemara, an old Torah Shabbat Peh, you can put one on top of another, that's not a problem. So, B'chaim Yisrael, and what is Klai Yisrael not machbid on, and they should, they have to, the Chivti machbid on? He says, when people learn, they lean upon the Svarim. That is Derech Lima, that's also, there's no Tzorah from that. And to lean upon a Sefer while you learn it, that's also. It's brought down in a lot of different swarms that Tzadik Chaznish, the Tzadik Chaznish, the Tzadik Paskin, tell people, they ask you, allow to lean on a Sefer, because that's a Derech Limud. It says, also, there's no Tzadik in that, and to lean on a Sefer, put your arms on it, is also. People are makbid, are not makbid things they have to be makbid upon. Don't do that, no Tzadik Limud. If it helps you learn, fine, it does help. People just stop, do it. Because where put your hand, put it here, put it there.
The whole sefer or just the ksiva part of it?
The whole thing is kedusha sefer. Well, the whole thing is kedusha sefer. Sorry? Right, so that means you're using the sefer for your own use, which you're not allowed to.
The sefer,
you have it, the sefer wasn't there. Yeah? No, you
want the sefer, you're
happy. Yeah, you just stand
with
it.
You want the sefer not there?
Yeah, no, again, that's what Chaim says. The oil is makbid, and not makbid, and they put their hands on it, and that's not the derech, and that's all. And that is not Tzarech Halim, it's also. You go to Chaim Zonnefeld, and Simon was Chaim, and Simon Topkuf, Lamatez, they asked him, can you put your hands on top of the Sefer with Tzarech Halimud? And he says, go look in the Mesef Sefer Torah, and the issue is derech bezoyin. That's bezoyin, put your hands upon it, it's mutter. Only bezoyin is mutter. And there's a famous picture of the Moshe that he has sitting in the summer in the camp, he's wearing his pajamas still, and he has his arm on the sefer. Derech Halimud, famous picture, and you see all the pictures, all the gedolim, they have their arm on the sefer. Why? Derech Halimud. They hold, it's not bezoyin. That's how you learn, you put your hand upon it. So, what?
Maybe it's Yosifun.
Yosifun?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. The guy told me, he took the picture, told me he was learning how to sefer. But he took it early in the morning, it was still just sun rising. so my thing, and you see all the Gedolim, clearly see a lot of Gedolim, they lean on Svarim, what I learned, see, look at the pictures, they certainly do do it. So the Derech Halim would seem to be Machloikis. Another case, another Nafkamino, is Lemaisa, can you put your pen on top of the Sefer? Can you put your glass upon the Sefer? So it's what on the Oath Balochim Chelik Beis, that the Chaim Pitrash Ramak says that people take off their glasses, and they just stop, that's how they learn, that's the Derech, put the pen on top of it, Derech Halim is Mutter. That's the Derech Halim. So we have... What? No, that's how you do it. That's what you do. That's what derech halim is not bezoyin. No one can say how can you do that. That's so yeah, whatever the derech, that's what you put your pen on. No one's gonna challenge you. How can you put your pen upon it? It's not bezoyin. No one's like, oh, your pen's upon it. It's understandable. The issue is derech bezoyin. That's the mekilim. Again, the chaim kineyavsky and the chaim shalz. No, only derech halim. That is what is motor. Another case that is Botan, that's Bezoin, is also Pesachet Shuvo, Yerodei, and Enim Simen Reish Pei Peis, Sekon Yiv Zayin, I think. He says that you cannot put anything inside of a Sefer. Mishabur also in Simen Kuf Tendal, Sekon Lamed Aleph says to put anything inside of a Sefer is also. So we'll go through different cases. Well, Marshall, you have Seamus. You found Seamus either on a shtender, on a bench, on the floor. Can you put it inside your Sefer and store it there? So they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv and Yashiv Moshe on Metazayin, and he says, also, using your Sefer as a storage place. To store your Shemus inside is also Gomer. Beis Baruch, Binyamin Zomer, Klal Yud Aleph also says it's also. Chelk Beis and Beis Baruch, Ephraim Greenblatt writes to him and says, where's your Mokar to Aser? Says, Pasha, it's Bezoin. To use your Sefer as a storage place, that's also. Another case is, you see a lot of times, you see hairs inside of Gemara. People's hairs inside. I like to store your hairs, your beard, the hairs of the beard, inside a Sefer or not. So, there's a tshuva. So, besides the Benamu Chaveli, besides, you know, how can you put someone else Sefer in the Yeshiva Sefer, they open it up, you see guys here, maybe they forgot it there, I don't know. It's not maybe it's Bezoin, it's not nice, it's Nias. But in Torah Lishma, the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva in Simen Shinvav, and says, how can you do that? Using it as a garbage place, using it as a storage place, before it's also. He says, not allowed to do that. The Beis Baruch, Klal Yud Aleph also. There is a Lakutei Marech in Chelik Aleph, and say the Kri'itim L'Torah Bayoim, he writes that it depends. If you're a person who's knowing like the Chumetz Arizal that brought down the Behetiv in Yodei Simen Reish Pei Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that says that you should never touch your beard and never shave your beard. You're one of those people who never shave your beard. And you never touch your beard, then your beard has the Kedusha and the Malus, whatever the Malus they have. Then if it falls out, you can put it inside a Sefer. His Lashon is, why? Shal Yifkom HaTinoiris. Shouldn't be poking the Tinoiris, the pipes. What that means, I have no idea. But there's a mile in Kedusha of a person's beard. A person's beard is a mile to it. So if you're one of those people, in the Chanami. However, I don't think... What? It sounds like. But in shame. Come on, everyone here shaves, or everyone touches their beard. I don't think anyone in shame doesn't touch their beard. For them to put it inside the Sefer, before the Islam of Karl, who you mean revise the Sefer? To take your hair and put it inside the Sefer? Yeah, but... He's still in the Balbat, and the truth is I don't know who he's writing to. He says it's also. He knew the Kabbalah, I know. Another case is tzitzis. Can you take, let's say you want out tzitzis, can you store inside your Gemara or not? So the Mishavuot Simen Chafalov Sivkon Ches, he says, once it's worn out, use it as a bookmark, as a simen, that's mutter. However, stop to store there as why a storage place, says the Yaivet Samor Ketzir over there in Simen Chafalov, Shtus. Marishkeit, anyone does it, your mom is shooting a safe of your own use, and you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. What about a blank piece of paper? Can you store it inside your Gemara? So, Meshavu and Simakuf and Dalit, Sikon Lam Aleph says you can't. If you can use it for Shia, we'll get to that later. But let's say it's not a blank piece of paper, or you want to store inside of it your invitation or pictures or those things. Before that's also using your Gemara as a Stamshus. So, different people want to tie it. You know, Moshe Don. Others want to tell you that let's say you have a sefer that has blank pieces of paper, the first page is blank, and then you have the cover, so maybe the blank is a tashmish of Kedusha, and the cover is a tashmish, and therefore maybe they have to put things inside. Heard it from different people on the time, maybe you can't announce one because it's no real Kedusha, the cover and the first page. So first the Prima Gordon, the Simon Shintez Vav, he writes that blank pieces of paper bottle the sefer. It's mamish that didn't the sefer, and whatever kedusha the sefer has, the blank pages have also. The cover says Mishavuah and Simen Mem, calling the Prima Gadim, and the cover is also the chelik of the Gufa Sefer, and has the same Kedusha of the Sefer, and therefore there is no heta to it, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes, when you go to the bathroom, you need two coverings, kiss b'tach kiss. Why? Because this is the chelik of the Sefer, and you need two other coverings. Well, one covering according to the Makilim, but the Maaseh, there is no Milo, the fact that you have a blank piece of paper, or that you have a covering on top of it. It's all nichol chelik of the Sefer, and the Kedushas are Sefer, and you have to be machmer upon it. Now, again, mention that derech b'zayin is also, tzorech limud is mutter, and derech limud is machloikis. Tzorech limud, what does exactly that mean? So, to lean upon it, tzorech limud, on that sefer, you want to learn from that sefer, that's mutter. But let's say you want to take one sefer, and use it for another sefer, tzorech limud. Marshal, you have a sefer over here, you want to pick it up, and take this sefer and use it, pick it up. Taking this sefer, and you want to use it, tzorech limud, because you want to see it clearly, you're better, for another sefer. You're not learning from the first sefer. Is that mutter or is that also? So the Taz says, on this exact case, to pick up one sefer by another sefer, l'tzorech halimud, it says the b'zoin, you're making the first sefer be a rock. It's a rock for you. It's an evan. You're making a sefer be a rock. Says the Taz in Yerdeya, Simon Reish Pei Beis, and in Arachayim, Simon Shinta as well, to use one sefer to pick up another sefer, l'tzorech halimud, elecha b'zoin, godom yizeh, and l'chur, it's also gomer. Comes along the Maghreb Ram, in Archaim, in Simon Kufn and Dalit. He says, no, Avada, it's Mutter. Why? First, what's the difference? The Sefer is here, the Sefer is there. Why are you learning? It's a Tzorech HaLimud. Lamaisa, you're learning from it. You're learning from it. It's helping you learn. The fact that you're not learning from that Sefer, so what? But it's helping you learn any Sefer? That's Tzorech HaLimud, that's Mutter. Malacha Ad Paskin. So first, if the Sefer is there already, so there, the Malacha, Maghreb Ram, and Taz, the Kuliyama, Mishavur Paskins, you're allowed to put one Sefer on top of another. If it's there already, you go to your understanding, the Sefer there, you want to put one top of another to lean upon it. If it's there already, the Kuliyama is Mutter.
Same thing as when you're resting your hand on the
Sefer,
it's there already.
But there, yeah, over here, Tzorech Limud, it helps you out to the Limud. And
there
when you're laying. And the Sefer itself has Kedusha. Your arm, maybe yours, but arms don't have Kedusha. There's a Milo and Kedusha. We'll get to the Milo and Kedusha. So, had a paskin, do we pass my vitalis, who's machmer, or the Moravam, who's maker, and become an achmininus? So, the Achashulchan, the Yardeus, him, Rech Pebeit, he passed like vitalis, machmer, the Kutum Ariach, from Seva Kutum, in Seda, Kvi, Itum, Atoya, Bayoim, passing like vitalis, or the Yashiv, is also in Seva, Avne Yashbim, Pek, Allah passing like vitalis, and the Stokum Mishbud, the Abloim, Pek, the Zaini, they all passing like vitalis. The Ikka Loch is, you cannot take one Sefer, or the Tzorech, another Sefer, to lean upon it. However, other way, the Chayot of Mekhlal Lam Aleph, he's make like Moghav Rom, Kishuk Hanav, Simon Chav Ches, Kavachayim Kufn Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah, two places, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kufn Dalet, Sivkon Lam Aleph, and Simon Shinta as well, Sivkon Lam, it says, Yish Lahatu, you could use one safe for another safe to lean upon it. Why? Because it's Tzorech Limud, and therefore it's Mutter. So, to go through different cases, that they, Poskim want to be Tolu and Nachminas, so again, one Nachminas put one safe underneath another, Machogitaz and Moghav Rom. Another case is, let's say you have a new sefer. You open it up, and you want to keep your place, and the pages go back by itself. And if you want to learn from it, can you take one sefer and put it on top of another sefer? It can go back by itself. So, is that, Zchur Dabi Semach Loikis, Taz and Maghreb Ram? According to the Maghreb Ram, it will be Mutter. Can you take one sefer and put it on top of another, Tzorech Limud, so you can learn better? According to Taz, you're using it as an Evan, the first sefer, it will be also. So, the Tzadok of Mishpul, Abloi says, Taz and Semach Loikis, according to Mishpul, will be Mutter. According to Achashul, will be also. Also heard of that Smith say also, same thing, it's totally the same Achloikis. Another case where some person will say it's also totally the same Achloikis is a person when he has a Sefer opened, the Loch is in Yerdeya, Sivin Reish, Ayin Zayin, he cannot walk out and leave the Sefer opened. Why? Because it's bizarre to the Sefer. The Shach, it's called Aleph over there, says that there's a Malach, is called a Shade, Shindalid, and he waits for you to leave. The moment you leave, he causes you to forget all your learning that you just learned. Causes you to forget. Therefore, you have to cover it, or you have to close it. The Benjamin Zilber based book says it doesn't help to turn the pages and go to another page. Because what you learned, you're covering. The page you didn't learn, how can you make you forget? It said that it does not help. You might say you have to, it's a design to the safer, and you have to close the safer, or maybe leave it to the first page open.
You never learned the thing to forget.
What?
You never learned the thing to forget.
Well, what means the design to make you forget all this stuff?
That's called leaving.
Oh, so what called leaving is Mahogis are placing exactly how long that means to leave. The Chuva Yaskil Avdei Chalikei from all other Achoinim, they want to tell you that since the shade is waiting for you to leave, who even a reka echad, you leave for one moment to come back, he's mamash winning, and he wants to his job. Echami for 1 second is also. However, B'chaim Knievsky, he says, when you're inside that same room, you're inside one room, Maisa is not still leaving yet, like in the Beis Medrash, go around Beis Medrash, talk to people, that's one cheder, not still leaving yet. But Choshulchan, in Simon Rish Ayin Zayin, and the Shalom Eshev, the Yad Shol, says the cheder is a Zman Or, a long time. A short time, not. He says, the Marshal, even if you go to the street, or the Yad Shol says, you go to the bathroom, it's fine, because that's a short time going to the bathroom, not Masiach Das. Or if you go to the street to talk to someone for a short time, that's fine. A long time is also, well, I should have. What? Not Masiach Das, it's all one thing. Long and short, you should learn what it is, but.
I mean, 5 minutes is probably long, but you're arguing about a big line.
Different Gedarm, again, either it's one room. According to Chaim Kinevsky, it's one room usually. Right, according to long and short, Masiach Das. Well, I saw the Avnei Yashba says you can even go eat, because that can be koich to learn. It's all chelik of a hemshich of learning. No, before you it's absorbed, it's safe open. So close it, come back and open it. Yeah, but this is also, besides the design, there's also the shade waiting to do his job. I don't know how shade him work, I don't know how these things work. But they give different gedarim. Shmir Segovan Nefesh, Simbe Hei, has a bunch of different gedarim, exactly how it works. But I don't know, the oil machines we make all up. Now, can you take, when you walk out, see, that thing is to close it. Can you, Lamashal, I see a lot of people, they have the Gemara opened, and what they do, they take one sefer and they put it on top. They put it on top. So using one sefer as an evan to close the other sefer, is that mutter also? So someone tiny, this mamash tolling in the same shiloh, taz en the magavon. A bloy instead of tzedakah mishpah pek dazayin, the shmir tzgufa nefesh in sim pehei, and this in Karelis in Meginzei Kodesh Perek Pei, they all say it's all the same machloek as Taz and Magavam, could Magavam be Mutter, could Taz be also. However, I don't think it's totally Zeva Zeva, I saw it, but also, that first of all, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he writes clearly, the Lacha is that you'll have to take one Sefer and put it underneath another Sefer. Next line, why? Because he holds like Makil Mutterach Lima is Mutter. Next line, Mamash next line, he writes, how will I put one top of another to save your place? That's also. My eye, what's the chiluk? He says, it's mutter, the tzarech limit for that, not one type of another. So, an Avnei Yashiv, the example from Liashiv, a chiluk, Zev Smith said, also the Pam Zatzal said the same chiluk, that the tzarech limit to put one underneath another, the tzarech or something else, that's mutter only when you're learning right now. You want to learn right now, so you can put one sefer underneath another, and you want to learn from it right now. Or, putting one sefer on top of another, you want to learn from it right now. You want to put a sefer on top of another, and learn from the sefer later on, Say the Taz, say the Mogavam will hold this also. Everyone will hold this also. Therefore, to walk out and to put your sefer one top of another, Lukuliyam will be also. What will be in Nafkamino? What happens to come out every day in Yeshiva, you have a shtender, you take a sefer, you open it up, and you say, you've got a shtender. You're taking a sefer as an evan, as a place mark, or saying, I reserve this seat for what? So after the Torah for later on. So, are you allowed to do that? Luchu, you're doing it for later on. Say the Taz, say the Mogadvam. Luchu, should be also. So they wrote to B'chaim Kanievsky, the Shiloh, printed in the Sefer, in the Kiyas, the Kov, the Tefillah. And he writes, Yeshloim the Mutter when you use that Sefer later on. The only time it's Mutter, if that Sefer you can use later on during your Seder, then it's Mutter. Why? Luchu, then it's not doing one Sefer, Lekov, the Tzarech, Halimud. You're taking your Kovitz and Ksubis, and you can learn from the Kovitz later on, and you're opening up now. That is a tzarech, that sefer itself should move up your time from linking that sefer. So to open up, or you can open up, let's say, a siddur to the hirotzen, before you learn to say the hirotzen, that is a tzarech for later on, there'll be mutter. However, it's time to take any siddur, any sefer in front of you and open up, put up on the shtender, who is side of the side of the mogavom, should be also. Chaim Kanievsky says, only a sefer you can learn from later on, do you have a right to use?
As long as you learn first.
And do what? And then to close it afterwards.
And then
to have a Tayyah Chavis,
when
you come. Yeah, but you open up Menachos, and I learned from it. No, get a, take Chavis and Ksubis, you use it in the Seder, right?
No,
get a Yivatsin. Take a saving and learn. Don't use it as a rack.
Your
Chavis
did it for you,
right? Fine. Or maybe even someone that she's holding, it's telling the Taz among everyone. Well, fine, the best thing says, Yishlom, the Mortem Chavis, you have to use a Sefer that you plan to use during the Seder. Another case.
Also, the
safe
on top, the safe
underneath
isn't
covered. Oh, so shallow, how much it's covered? If the word is all safer, some of it's the same is bigger than others, that's a shallow among the place, exactly how much has to be covered. You see, people usually cover this a little bit, and they think that's enough. Not like this. That paper is Torah. Using it as an evan, using it as a rack, according to Tavri, you also, and according to everyone, according to using it for later on.
No, but then this is, I meant, according to one of the other, we must have this paper in the
No, according to Mokhavram again, they're saying if it could be used later on, even the Mokhavram will hold this also. If the Tzarek Lima is the Tzarek Lima later on, even the Mokhavram will hold this also. One, another case, also in the Gaya, is that when you write on a piece of paper on top of a sefer, you ensure you have a piece of paper, and you want to... I'll take another case first. Can you put a piece of paper inside your Gemara? First, can you put a piece of paper inside, use it as a storage place in Gemara? So, according to you, someone time maybe is telling Machlokes Taz Magen Avraham, because that's when you're doing it for the pages, but not for that sefer. However, the Chashulchan and Siman Reish Pei Beis Paskin like the Taz, that you cannot use one sefer with Tzarech Limud of another sefer. Yet, in the next line he writes, also, you can take Divrei Torah, you wrote your Shiran, and store it inside your sefer. Why? Says the Chashulchan, why? It's not bizarre. The fact the pages have a Kedusha to it, has your Rebbe Shir upon it, has your notes upon it. The fact that it has Kedusha, that itself you have a right to store inside your Gemara, or inside the Kuli Alma Tzmoter. Now what about blank pages? Can you store it inside your Gemara? Let's say you plan to write with it later on. So also someone says, told my focus Taz among Avram, according to Taz, it should be also because you're using your Gemara as a storage place for Tzarek paper to learn later on. According to Magen Avram, it should be Mutter. However, again, according to what we said before, that if it's Tzarek Lima later on, again, you want to use the pages later on, tomorrow the next day, inside the Taz, inside the Magen Avram, holds also, it should be also according to everybody. So how can people take, people do take pages and keep them inside the Gemara? What is the heter? So in Avnei Yash bin Chelekimel, he passes also, and Nechla means also. And then,
if
it has turned, it's fine, it's Kedusha ready. The first pages, yeah, we'll tell you the other pages, not? Yeah, then it's all of Kedusha, all of Kedusha. All of Kedusha. But let's say, a lot of times you have this regular blank pages, so Avnei Yash bin Chelekimel says also, and Torah Lishma. The Siman Shendvav, it says also, it's also, it says even you plan to use the piece of paper later on to write Torah, but might say maybe you won't, maybe you take out the piece of paper and do it for other things. And it makes you write more Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis, and it says you cannot put blank pages inside your Gemara. Sorry?
Folder.
Should be the same thing. If a folder has Kedusha, unless you say a folder is built upon a Tznai. A folder, you're not going to put blank pages, has a Tznai, it'll be fine. The Moshe, sorry? Do you have to?
But if you do, it
has no, the Moshe and Shuvah says it's nothing.
So it makes
no Kedusha. Beis Hei, he says it's a problem, but Beis Hamach Dal, no. The Moshe and Rechaim, Chilak Dal, Simon HaMaches, talks about on Shabbos, you have blank pages inside a Sefer, does it make the whole Sefer mukse or not? So he says, outside of bezoin a sefer to leave a blank page inside, if you plan to use it tomorrow, it's no sign of bezoin. He says very clearly that you allow to put blank pages inside a Gemara. He says it. And also saw in Oros Balacha Chel Beid of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says that you could put blank pages inside a Gemara. Chunis Bir the Maaseh, why can you? The Maaseh Olim is knowing too. So it could be that in the Bir the Maaseh why, but it could be that something that's a derech. Like it's a derek to store your notes, which have Kedusha inside your sefer. Could be when it's a derek to people put blank pages inside the Gemara, that's derek to put empty pages, to write upon it later, maybe sign the Taz, sign the Mogavam. It's not an Evan. You're not using Gemara as an Evan. That's how you do it. Maybe the Kuli Alma is Motor. Since you can use the pages later on as Kedusha, maybe Evan holds his Motor. That's how Maisa Moshe passes his Motor and the Chaim Petrus Scheinberg. Can you write upon a piece of paper that's on top of your sefer? Was it also? So, again, Beis Baruch and Klal Laman Aleph, if you want to say, it's the same Machlokes Taz Magen Avraham. And it's brought down in Kovetz Kol HaTorah, Nun Dalet, that Rabbi Kolu would tell people, Mutonish Shai Benoit for Gemara. We don't write upon a Gemara. It could be he holds not Torah Chalimud, maybe it's not Derech Chalimud. We kept telling people, we don't write, it's absurd to write upon a Sefer, either maybe Halak Taz. However, it's brought down also in the Kovetz over there, Kovetz Kol HaTorah, Nun Dalet, that Moshe was knowing that that's how he wrote his Chedushim. He wrote upon Svarim. Look at the picture over here, he had the pen, he's about to write upon the Svarim. And we see a lot of people, they mamish, they write the notes upon Svarim. Again, it could be the reason why it's Mutter, because that is the And also the Chayodim Chalam Aleph in Sif Mem Ches, he also writes clearly to write upon your Sefer, your notes is Mutter. What? Could be if that's again, you have to know get it, but could be if that's the Derech Olam, and everyone, first you usually use the Gemara, but that's the Derech, and the making Yudusha upon the words, could be there's no design to it, could be everyone holds the Mutter. Yeah.
Would it be considered
material
the fact that
I understand
that there's no room for more than a Gemara?
So, yeah, so if you're a Mamashtok, could be, yeah, but you look over here at Moshe, it's a whole table, and he has a Gemara and whatever, and a piece of paper Mamashtok writing. He has a whole...
If it was a
Tzarech
Limut, if he doesn't understand
it, he has a whole other lack. So, if that's Tzarech Limut, yeah. If it's a Tzarech Limut, that would be the Kulam also be Mutter. Even the Machmir Mishnah holds Mutter. Another case of a Torah that... we learn after the Torah of Bezoyin, again, by a Sefer Torah, we hold the Kimpul, the Vim, Uksuvim, on top of the Sefer Torah. Can you put a Chumash, Al Chumashim, on top of a Siddur, on top of a Gemara? You can. If you take a Gemara and put it on top of a Chumash, are you allowed to or not? So, the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, the Simon Reish Pei Beis, if you test, Reish Pei Gimel, Sevav, that since our Svarim are not written, the same Kedusha Sefer Torah, one, and two, they are not written on a cloth. So it brings a riot from Rashi and the Ran that you let to put whatever you want one on top of another. He says, Kotkin Asram of Tfus, they're printed. Therefore, what? He holds any Torah Shabbat Perak can put on top of Torah Shabbat Ksav. There's no Isra at all, there's no Maila, there's no Kedusha to it. There's a Kedusha Klolius on Svarim, but not Kedusha Protius. Those are his words. I mean, they have a Kedusha. You can't advise them, can't bring them to the bathroom, can't lean upon them. However, the Protius, that one Sefer has a Maila upon the other Sefer, says Aruch HaShulchan, there's no Maila at all, because they're not written the same Kedusha Sefer Torah, they're not written on a cloth, and you can put a Gemara on top of a Chumash, no Chson at all. So also, in the Oris, Balacha, the Chelk Bey, the Chelk Alf, he says the Moshe Sheet is the same way. You couldn't find the Moshe anywhere, but he brings down that Moshe holds the same thing, just like the Aruch HaShulchan, that our Svarim, one on top of another, is no problem. You see people, when they collect Svarim, they put one on top of another, and there's no problem. However, in they wrote to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, printed in Alei Eloyibon, Chelik Aleph, they wrote him, this Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Chiddush, you're not Mechanef that way in Yeshiva, everyone knows they teach you, Chumash has to go on top of a Gemara? What happened? Is it Samuel Machmer, is it Chumro, or is it, what's going on? So Shlomo Zalman writes back, we're not makabal Aruch HaShulchan. Klai Yisrael is not makabal it, and certainly Shem Retoyla should not be makabal it, and we should be machmer and put the Chumash dafka on top of Gemara. It's a Chumro. Which one?
Was it before Sorry?
Yeah,
I don't know exactly, but there came another stage
past
the
time
and very hard and confused.
Yeah, but some Zalman's is...
No, I asked how
old the Tshuva, yeah. And how old the Tshuva is. I think, look. So my says, the Machlok is if you Bezman HaZed, any Milo, the Chumash Tapa, you have to be the Milo of a Chumash, you cannot put a Chumash top of a, cannot put a Gemara on top of a Chumash, well there is no Milo. According to the Machmirim, how far you have to be Machmir, can you put a Akram is Manazen on top of a Gemara or not? So mentioned before in the story with the Chaznish, that Klai Yisrael are Machmir, the things they don't have to be Machmir upon, and all Torah Shabbat Peah, you can put a Akram on top of a Gemara, even though it's more than 1,000 years apart, there's no problem, because Torah Shabbat Peah is one level, and Torah Shabbat Peah and Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is at all different levels. But Torah Shabbat Peah is all one level. What about the Kun Machmirim? Can you put a Siddur on top of a Chumash? What's the Shaila? A Siddur has in the back Chumash, and Tol Sheni, 15% of the Torah, has Kriya Shema, has Ozzy Oshir. So does the Siddur have a mile to it? Or no, since the Siddur has Chumash and the Siddur, it's brought down in levels. So I heard that Smith said to Yisra Palm, as Rabbi Palm said, a Siddur that has a Chumash in the back has the same mile as a Chumash. That's why you see in the shul, people do put Siddurim on top of Chumashim on Shabbos, and there's no problem. Similar, there's a case like this in the River Sefraim, Michael Galav, Simon Kufi Tess. He says, let's say your Siddur has a Tehillim in the back of it, and you want to put it on top of a Tehillim, what's the halacha? The River Sefraim writes to his Gedolim, his Chaverim, they all write back, and he got different responses, three different psalkim. Some say you're supposed to put the Tehillim on top, some say put the Siddur on top, and some say it makes no difference. We've done three different shitas, and he himself passes the lemaisa at the end that you should put the siddur on top because that's the tehillim. And he says, however, if you put the other way around, the siddur on bottom, don't be machmir, no difference. But we see again that since it has kedusha to it, according to machmirim, it's not clear exactly what goes one on top of another if it has tzurufim say the Torah inside a siddur or things like that.
The Gemara has Pesukim also.
The Gemara has Pesukim.
Okay, like Rabbi Adam Kazushin did.
Could be.
It's not Babi as a din chomish, as a din limud al-Torah as opposed to.
Yeah, but could be, it has, it's bottle, command the letter. Pil Shani is 15% of the Chumash and there's a whole chalik for it.
No one says, get me a Siddur with Chumash.
It's bad, you got issue, Pil Shani, I'll give you a Siddur. Yeah, on Shabbos I need it, the week, no, no. No, but it could be, it's bottle, command the letter, no one talks about it. Everyone agrees it's Chumash there. Everyone agrees it has a mile of Chumash there. Well, especially you have Tillum in the back, it has a mile of a Tillum in the back. Another halacha is that by a sefer Torah you can't put it on the floor, or you can't put it on the bench and sit on the bench. Or what about a stam svarim? Stam svarim says I'm also the same halacha. You cannot sit on a bench that's svarim, or you cannot put stam svarim on the ground. Now, how much off the ground does it have to be? So the same Reish Pei is a different shitas, but let's take the moshul bench. On the bench, how much has to be off? So the Beis Yosef being down on Beinim Benoyach, the Mikra didn't, off the bench, you can sit on the same level, Mikra Din, Be'er Shevan, Sim Lam Ches, Be'er Advaz, Top Tov, Kuf Nun, say Mikra Din, you do not have to have anything off the bench. That's Mikra Din. However, we are Machmer. Everyone says, when Noy called us Swarm, or Machmer, and they're more Paskins, we're Machmer and Shnap, sit on a bench that's Swarm on the same level. Now, once we're Machmer, how much are we Machmer? We're Machmer a Kolshu, or a Tefach, or a Three Tvachim, or Ten Tvachim. So the halacha, the different shittas. But first, let's say, can you pick it up? People take svarim on a bench; they pick it up standing up. Does that help? You see a lot of people do that. So I looked around, and the only thing I found was Oysim, Shlomo Zalman, and the Briyashiv, Chaim Knievsky, and the Sinkrelitz, Mishnah Halachas. They all ask and say standing up helps nothing because my sefer has kedusha; the whole sefer has kedusha, and so on the sefer. Standing up is nothing. But how much do you have to stand up? So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Tzim Chav Ches, the Aruch Shulchan Tzim Reish Pei Pei says you need a tefach. That we're machma how far? They need a tefach off the bench. Chayodim Kalam Aleph, the Shach Reish Pei Pei says how much? Mashu, a kolshu. So we have a machloikis of how much we are machma. We're machma a kolshu, or machma a tefach. What? The Svar? Yeah, it seems, if you look at the price, it seems to be Agosh.
And Hagosh.
No, the Aruch Shulchan says a tefach certainly is enough. Try to be master with tefach. No, it sounds like how far you have to be master in field agosha. That's what it sounds like. They think that, again, the Chayodim says kol shu, where lahachme is to be master how much a kol shu, and the Aruch Shulchan says how much a tefach. So this din of off a bench seems to be the same achloikis off the ground. How much does it have to be? Is it a kol shu or a tefach? They bring down from the Aruch Sabenu, the stipler in his house, that he was very machmir, but even in the bookcase, they wanted that the bottom shelf should not be within a tefach to the ground. He was very machmir even on a tefach, and it had to be a 10 centimeters or 4.5 inches or 4 inches off the ground, the bottom shelf from the ground in the bookcase. You look in yeshiva or other bookcases, my old bookcases are within a tefach from the ground. So we're not machmir that much in the bookcase. But myself, this Indian of how much you have to be machmir is machlokes, is it tefach, or how much do you have that gosh be machmir tefach or kol shu? Could be the whole thing is only as a chum ba'alma, could be mekel on the kol shu. So that's putting something underneath it. What about putting inside a kli? You have a bag, you have a tick, you have a box, you put it on the ground. So the Ginza Kodesh Perek Beis, Seven Gimel, he brings down that once it's inside a bag, it's mutter. It's a knapsack in the bag, it's mutter. In the Avnei Yashmei Chelagdal, the Yitzel B'Yashiv, and B'Yashiv said, it depends. If this bag can stand by itself, has a chalal by itself, the moshul box, it will stand by itself, or a tick will stand by itself, that won't collapse, then a chanami, then you can put it on the ground. However, if the bag will collapse by itself, a chanami should not put it on the ground. That's what's brought down over there from B'Yashiv. Plastic bag. The Sefer in the Kiyas of Kovat Tfilo brings out from B'Yashiv differently. Not sure, maybe, I don't know how. So he says that when you put, he's still down in the swarm store, they put swarm mamash in the ground, what they put a piece of carpet underneath. That's what they do. So there he says, it's good only if it's nicker. Put a carpet underneath, it's fine if it's nicker. If it's not nicker, it's not good. So maybe, I don't know, carpet maybe can stand by itself, but this one particular piece, it doesn't have any halal to it. What? Carpet? No, carpet is the same as the ground. The carpet has no matter what. So again, to put a tick as a chalal certainly is mutter. Even if it has no chalal, again, the whole thing of kosher is lapas can hold of. It's a chum of alma and lachuk can make a also. Certainly, if it's tzarech and you have no place to put it, you can put it on the ground. If you don't have a tzarech, lachuk, hang it up, it'll be better. But the maisa lachuk put on the ground should be mutter. Now, when a sefer is on a bench, what type of bench are we talking about? The common different benches that people have. So I saw three different terim. Could be they're arguing each other. But maisa lachuk, you have one bench that the SM there are different sections to the bench. Most of the mirror in America, they have a seat, and then a seat, and then a seat, and they connect it by a piece of wood. But that's when they're all different seats. So there, when you sit on one seat, and the other seat has swarmed, you have to stand up or not. The bathroom has different seats, except they're connected to one piece of wood, one barisol. Do you have to stand up or not? So there, the Shayna Levi Chalikimel says, since ba'etzim they're separate seats, the fact that swarm on one seat is not a bazoin elastin on the seat. We're not machmir in that. Another case, he said only that case can be mekel. Another case that they bring down is, let's say the seed is all one thing, that you need every section, but then it comes up. The seed, like in a lot of shuls, Rav Reuben shul, the seed comes up and comes down, up and down, like a lot of those shuls have it. What about that? So there, the Shvotam of Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv of Akshatoro, and Chaim Kanievsky, that since the seed comes up and down, that is the only time it can be mekel, because the etzem, each piece of wood is a section by itself. Third sheet I saw, which is the coolest one, in Chuvash Sai in Chelik Beis, and in Shlomo Zalman in Vaksha Torah, he says if there are different sections to the bench, they have, let's say, armrests to the bench, there'll be mutter. The Moshe in a car has one little bench, and you put the armrest down in the front seat, that'll be fine, because the estimate it shows it's a separate section. Even though the couch is one long thing, it's all connected, but the fact you put the armrest down and made it into a separate section, that itself is no bazoin. You can sit one level next to the other level. Just to end off with one case of Anagaya, is that a piece of paper, that let's say you plan to write shir upon it. Plan to write shir, do you have to write the Vaitara upon it, or can you use it for whatever you want? So the law is by things that were not used for Kedusha yet. So the law is, if you do not use it yet, then the Betzem, it's nothing, as more Lam also. Well, maybe the Pashas, you plan to use it for other things, maybe Mutter. However, let's say you already wrote something upon it. You wrote already a Shtikl Torah. You already started writing Shir, you wrote one word. So Meshavua and Simon Membei Sivkon Chav Gimel says that once you write one word, you cannot write any Tivichal upon that page. You can't doodle, you can't play hangman, you can't do whatever you want on it, you can't write a phone number. Once it's used, says Meshavua, even B'tnai, you can't say B'tnai, I want the Pirtei to be Chol. Once it's Chal the Kedusha upon it, it's Chal the Kedusha, and Echram, you can't use it for anything else. Just as Kumo was mentioned, first the halacha of the Sefer Torah is Mamash, you have to give a cover like your Rebbe. You have to stand up in front of it, you can't turn your back towards it, you have to give a cover of rush to it. Just like your Sefer Torah until it reaches a place, who didn't a Sefer Torah until it reaches a place. However, once in this place, then you don't have to stand up for it. However, when our encouragement is open, well, Machmir, we do stand up, I'll cover the Sefer Torah. However, if you're weak, Kavadi can sit down. Another halacha we learn from Rebbe by Sefer Torah is you can't mevazit, that means you can't do our Sefer Torah, you can't turn it upside down, you can't put it on the ground, you can't put it on the beam of Ketubim on top of the Sefer Torah. For Oid, also you can't bring it in the base of Kisei, base of Kvaris, base of Merchatz. What about Svarim? Svarim also, the only thing we take out from Rebbe is the din of Bezoyin, you can't mevazit Svarim. That means deaf Bezoyin is also to lean upon it, to sit upon it, that's also. Tzarech halimud, that's only mutter. Derech halimud seems to be machlokes. To put things inside of it, to store things like Seamus is also, put your hairs inside is also, to put your tzitzis, invitations, or pictures inside, or letters from your parents, that's all also. However, if let's say, the tzarech halimud, what is nichol and tzarech halimud? If you need this sefer for tzarech halimud, another sefer is machlokes taz and mogan avram. The mishabu is mekel, the chashulchan is machmir. Therefore, in one afternoon, can you put one sefer on top of another sefer to make it learn easier? Or can you put one on top of others to keep the pages opened? If, let's say, you need a sefer for a later time, that means you want to walk out, and you want to leave your sefer open, you can put a sefer on top. Nalechul l'chuli alma should be also. And you have no heter, even though you don't want to move out of sefer's Torah, you don't want to be out of Shem Medafin, the shade put upon you. However, the store divrei Torah inside your Gemara is mutter. to store empty pages inside the Gemara, that's machloikis, if it's mutter or not. How, to open up a sefer to on a shtender, to save the shtender, on the sefer you don't plan to use the chur should be also, on a sefer that you plan to use will be mutter. The one sefer on top of another sefer, can you put a chumash on top of a al chumashim on top or gemara on top of al chumashim? The shulchan of Moshe says yeah. Shlomo Zalman says you can't put a svarim on a bench. You should not do that. You can't stand up. Doesn't help. You have to either have a kol shu or a tefach. Different benches or different coolers. If there are separate benches or the bench comes up or the separation between the benches, people are makel. The ma'aser also cover svarim. There's one halacha that's brought down from the svarim. Is that returning svarim is also nichol in the kavas svarim. Besides the inim of benom chaveroi, besides the inim of gezel rabim, there's another inim that the lev liyom gracious amun reishan gimel brings down, that if you do not return the sefer to its place, or even if you borrow a sefer from a person and the guy you just leave it by you until you return, it can take a long time. That's the svarim and kavas svarim. The svar lachur is if you're machshav a sefer and the sefer is made to use. And that's your way how you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can you leave it by you and no one plans to use it? It belongs on the shelf, and the person should use it. That it's made to be used, and it's made to learn. And you're just leaving it around in your diyur and not returning it to either yeshiva or to yechaver. That's a chesaron in Kavod Torah, besides the bitul Torah you could be causing. Takim Zeichel, to be Machshav Torah, and it's for him.